Saints, say with love, Thanangarji, as we've been hearing from the last few hours about the message of oneness, truth, peace, harmony, building bridges, not walls, and the core essence, the core message has been to man, alerting that we are here in this world and this life as we know it will end. So what do we have to do while breathing? Do we have to only get through, get by the day, or do we actually have to live in every moment? And living in every moment, seizing the moment, is very possible. How then, in our day-to-day struggles, our lives, the situations that we face, how is still is possible to be enjoying every moment, even when the situation is tough, hard? So the simplest and the most obvious thing to be doing is feeling at peace, regardless of the turmoils around. And how can we be in the state of bliss where things are not happening according to us? We are not in our comfort zone. So again, the most obvious thing there is that this truth, which has always been, which always will be, and is in every bit of this universe or even beyond, that whoever a person may be, whichever background they might be from, whatever race, but this truth, this Nirakar, this God, whichever name we want to call it by, resides in every bit of everyone. And that is something which will not end even when our bodies die, because this soul is a part of this oversoul, this super soul. And we have been blessed with this human life to only realize that where have we come from, what are we doing as we live, and after this life ends, what happens? So as the city's name is Houston, and the thing that it clicked to me was house then, so that here as on earth we living, the body is the soul's house, that's fine. But what happens when we pass on? Where's the house then? So it is within this God that we all have to be merging again. And how do we know where's this God? The God that's been talked about in every holy scripture. And the definitions, if you match with every holy scripture, is exactly the same. So how can we realize God? It's only through Brahmgyan that we can see this formless one within, everywhere around. And this formless one, then once we've seen with our own eyes and experienced, and we feel in every minute the ehsas that we have, it's only then when, regardless of the situations around us, our heart is calm, is in peace, and we are then connecting with this one. And therefore, the word that oneness has been repeated here numerous times today, because it's only when we are one with this one is where we can truly be one with every human. So the thing is that if we take it at the level where we feel that we have to only imbibe human values, be kind, be large-hearted, be loving, be giving, and we do not feel that from inside, but only as, okay, the situation is we are around people, we have to behave, we have to be nice, but the truth, the essence, isn't something that we have truly imbibed, then we are only being pretentious, but not being real human beings as such. So to become the full potential that we are is only possible once we have merged our hearts with this limitless, this truth. So once we can be one with this one, it's only when the goodness stays as a temporary knot, but a permanent thing. So उसी तरह एक जीवन में हमें हर समय के लिए परमात्मा से जब जुड़ना है, इसको अंग संग देखना है, तो कैसे ये जीवन वाकई ही इसके एहसास में भक्ति में जीवन हो जाता है. ये परमात्मा जो हर जगह हर समय में है, ये एक परिस्थितियों के साथ बदलता नहीं है. तो हमारे मन को भी एक अलग अलग परिस्थिति में चाहे हैं तो भी ये स्थिरता, ये सहजता कैसे मिल सकती है? तो वो ब्रह्म ज्ञान द्वारा इस परमात्मा से जुड़ के, जो खुद ही सहज है, स्थिर है, तो एक हमारे मन में भी ये स्थिरता आ जाती है. तो कैसे फिर एक नज़रिया हमारा क्या हो जाता है, एक समान सब दिखते हैं, कोई ऊंचा नहीं, कोई नीचा नहीं, सब में ही इस परमात्मा के दर्शन होते हैं. और फिर एक मन का भाव भी कि हर कोई फिर पूजनीय हो जाता है. तो ऐसे जीवन को हमेशा भक्तों ने सिखाया है कि जीना है, और फिर यही जीवन एक हमें भक्ति की ओर, एक विश्वास की ओर, एक जहाँ वो हम फेथ की बात करते हैं कि एक प्यार की, लव की, हार्मनी की, और वो हार्मनी इन वननेस एंड वननेस इन हार्मनी, ये दोनों जो एक बात है कि कैसे जब तक हम एकमेक होकर इस परमात्मा से नहीं होंगे तो तालमेल संसार के भी किसी व्यक्ति विशेष से नहीं होगी. और वहीं अगर ये तालमेल बनानी है तो वो कुछ देर के लिए ही रह सकती है अगर कोई परिस्थिति वैसी है, पर उस परिस्थिति से उठकर अगर हर समय का ये एकत्व बना के रखेंगे तो वाकई ही एक कोई नाटक रूप नहीं, एक दर्शाने के लिए नहीं, पर मूल रूप में इस परमात्मा के साथ जुड़ेंगे. तो जैसे दासी की नज़र अब घड़ी पे जा रही है और ये सत्संग 9:30 तक ही आयोजित, तो अब वो समय हो गया है कि दासी और समय नहीं ले पाएगी, इन्हीं शब्दों से आपसे आज्ञा लेगी. सत्संगत जी, धन्यंकार जी.